WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Good morning, everybody. This is the Westside, 244-9234. But you can't call in. Don't call in because I got a caller calling in. So I can't have 2,000 things going on one time. But that's how life is sometimes. Sometimes things be that way. Your left hand don't know what your right hand is doing. Your right hand don't know what your left hand is doing. And then you just do the best you can as you go through this thing they call life. And you enjoy it, and then you wake up the next morning and you try it all over again. Anyway, Zach.
Yeah.
My producer.
What's up?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Late morning.
Who are you telling? Getting out. I love going to sleep. I hate getting out of bed, mm-hmm. You know, and then you got to go to work, but you still hate getting out of bed. That's why they call them, you get vacations. And then you don't have the money, you do a staycation. You just take that vacation and you stay at home.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I'm like, okay, it's the weekend. Wait a minute. I got to go. Oh, crap. It's Friday. Got to go.
Yeah. No. I feel the same way. It's like you go through the whole week and you go, Friday. It's Friday. Time for the big shoot. 244. Now, my caller's going to be calling, but I don't want you guys calling. I want you to listen up because I got some very important. We have a very important topic today, and I think this might be our 10th year getting involved with this organization because the cause is just awesome. But before I get to that news and the other news, there's some little thing we call here what the kids be doing, and I call them kids because I'm an old man, but the students be doing? Yeah, they be doing it too. Go ahead.
The big board.
And that's right, the big board. Ben Davis football tonight. Will be Pike here at our little stadium called Ben Davis, and we will be taking them down. It's Ben Davis against Pike Red Devils football tonight. Good luck, Giants. Bring home that state championship back to the West Side. We are 2-0 right now, so
hey,
undefeated. We're the only one undefeated right now. Carmel actually got defeated last Friday.
Hey,
so that is. Tonight at 7 p.m., that's kickoff. Pre-game will begin at 6 p.m. on Giant 90.9, your station for variety. School Talk with Emerson is right now, 7:30.
Hey.
It replays on Sunday at 2 p.m. So if you miss that show, then you miss the show. So,
but replay Sunday at 2?
Yes.
And it'll be on Audio Boom.
On the
internet, you know. And that's live radio right there.
Yeah.
We got a couple. So last stuff happened in the big board.
Yep.
And hey, keep going. You ain't done yet.
The Out of the Darkness Walk to Prevent Suicide live coverage is September 12th at White River State Park at 1:30 p.m. And that is very touching. That's going
to
be.
That's going to be. One of our big topics today, or our topic, but that was, what was that thing? Oh, hey, I think we got some more than two, one undefeated team out there.
Yeah,
we do. So we're going, so I don't do sports, but
yeah, we got more teams.
I think we got more than, I want us to be the only undefeated team out there. I think hopefully towards the end of the season, we will be the only, but the thing, we got to, as long as we get the championship. Mm-hmm. Might lose one.
Yes.
Real close one on a fluke play, a freaky play, something like that. But then let's bring home the championship.
Yes.
Yeah. So what was that thing you just read off? What was that thing called? That was the cool. All right. Well, I think my caller's calling in. He'll take care of my telephones while I do this. The American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, AFSB, is a leader in the fight against suicide. They fund research, create educational programs. They advocate for public policy. They support survivors and suicide loss. We're the survivors, in case you're wondering who the survivors are. Founded in 1987, the American Foundation Suicide Prevention has mobilized and connected tens of thousands of people who have lost a family member, loved one, or a friend to suicide. I've been involved with the Indiana Coalition for Suicide, Coalition Against Suicide Prevention for about, gosh, I don't know how many years now. I think maybe 11 or 12, as long as I've been on, even before I started radio in 2003, so longer than that. Anyway, the AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, has reached thousands of individuals who are at risk for suicide, as well as those who love and care for them. You know, they established over 50 chapters in local chapters in 35 states and more in the process. On the phone this morning, because we got a big thing happen coming up here on September the 12th in Indianapolis, Indiana. On my phone, I got the chairperson of the Indianapolis Walk for Indianapolis, Indiana. Is she on the line?
Yes, she is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Thank
morning.
You for having me.
All right. I love technology when technology works.
Me too.
Tammy Lundy. Tamara Lundy. I said, some call you Tammy.
Tammy, please.
Okay. Hey, she said Tammy. Call me Tammy. Don't get it wrong. I call you a mammy. Okay, I said. I tell your mama on you. Tammy Lundy, Indianapolis Walk chairperson. The 11th annual Indianapolis Out of the Darkness Walk will be Celebration Plaza, White River State Park, this September the 12th, Saturday, September the 12th. And we, from Giant 90.9 and WBDG and publications, we will be there. And Tammy, I think it might be our, maybe, it might be our 10th year. I might have missed it maybe 1 year, but I couldn't find all my documentation.
I can tell you that I've been involved with the walk for 5 years, mm-hmm. so I can tell you that you've been there every year that I have.
Right, and I love folks to let me know where I've been, because older I get, I forget what I'm doing. Just kidding. But anyway, this is news that you can use, so I appreciate you being on the line. Tell my folks more about the Indianapolis walk. So tell my folks more about what to expect, what this is, what is the Out of the Darkness Walk?
Okay. Well, I can tell you that the Out of the Darkness Walk is a community where we all come together. We're doing quite a few things at this event. We're actually working to silence the stigma around mental health issues. 90% of suicides occur with people who have an either treated or untreated mental illness. So we're trying to silence the stigma. We're bringing people together to give them a safe place to be. It's for survivors of suicide loss, as well as for people who have lived experience, who might have had attempts in the past and are still with us today. So we support everyone. It's definitely a place where if you've been affected directly by suicide, you can come to, and people get it. Death by suicide is a different type of death, and some people don't know what to say to you, or it's just different. They may not understand the underlying causes of what happened, and it gives everybody a place to come together. Where the best way to say it is, you just get it. Everybody there just gets it, and it's a very comfortable place to be, as well as it's our largest fundraiser in Indiana for AFSP.
And you need money to fight this. People might wonder why you need money. Well, you need money for research. You need money. And I know there's some data out there, and there's some publication out there where some of the volunteers from the American Foundation went to Washington, D.C. earlier part of the year. Oh, no, they came downtown, went downtown, and Washington, D.C.
They went both.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Everywhere.
Yeah, both, yeah, yeah. to raise the awareness. I remember when back in 19, in the 2000s, when I was working for Mary Bart Peterson, and I went to Washington, D.C., I had the chance to meet President Bush W., and at that time, the Congress allocated some money towards our campuses for suicide prevention. I had the chance to shake the president's hands and thank him for signing that bill that allowed those funds to flow towards our campuses. Because it takes money to fight this, because And then people want to wonder why, like all the reasons you just said. But when you think about something, bring it a little closer to home, like, and that's what this event will do. It will bring it right into your face. I know you remember the story, the Eastern Knightstown, a few weeks back, where the two young, the 11-year-old and 5-year-old were killed by a family member, and mental health issues were all over that, you know. And now it was so sad when you got family members going through stuff, but then you got the innocent ones that get mixed up in it, and that was just a heartbreaking story in Newcastle.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it affects us all, and you can just go to the newspaper and see, or do the archives, and you'll see. I mean, we're in the sports season now. There was a former NFL quarterback, Eric Kramer. He survived an apparent suicide attempt a few months back, you know, and he had an illustrious career in the NFL. But people go through stuff. And one thing you'll find out when you come to the event, you will see a lot of people who are going through stuff. And the key to it is, it is emotional, but it's not depressing, if you know what I mean.
Yes, it's actually the one thing that we have always done, and Lisa Bratton told this to me many years ago. She said, we've all done a funeral. Uh-huh. That's not what we're here for. We are here to celebrate the lives and to move forward and just to celebrate the lives of our loved ones. We're all trying to make a difference. So we can't go back, but we can definitely go forward.
Right. And then you see, as I draw this picture, and on my Facebook, I changed my heading or my banner to show some of the pictures from the last year's event, because you see, because one year characters, family were wearing, they were wearing superhero outfits. Can you explain what that meant?
We actually had a group of individuals who would come to the walk, and they would do it in supporting as superheroes. So just to be a positive light. And unfortunately, they weren't at our walk last year.
Okay.
But it is something that it was empowering. It gave everybody a message and gave everybody hope. And hope is what we're looking for.
There was a report came out in 2015 by the Institute, the Youth Institute, that showed one. I'm bringing this home now, and it showed 1 in 5 high school students have seriously considered suicide. Mm-hmm. Scary. This is a high school run radio station. I've got high schoolers listening to this show. That is scary.
It is very scary. It affects our youth. And my daughter was 20 years old. And she struggled going into college. So it's something that I'm a big advocate for research. There's a lot of different elements out there that affect our chemical makeup of our brains. And one of the big things that we're looking for is to try and find markers for people who are at risk and what we can do to help treat that.
We got to, because according to this survey or research done by the Indiana Youth Institute, Indiana Youth Institute, mm-hmm. and this it was led out actually, and additional research shows that Indiana has the highest rate of students who have thought about committing suicide, 19%, and the Hoosier State ranked second among students who have actually attempted suicide at 11%.
Those are staggering statistics.
Yeah. This is a radio show, and I'm getting kind of like, don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. And that's not good for radio, because we don't like what we call dead air. And I'm kind of like, when I say dang, did I say just that? I just said it. Dang. Yeah. dang. That ain't good. Yeah.
No, and it's not. And that's one of the things that all of the volunteers and what AFSP does is we're looking to move forward. We're looking to change that. It's not just like I said, it's not looking back. We're looking forward about how to make the statistics better. We have a drive right now to reduce, with our programs and all of the things that we do with advocacy, to reduce suicide by 20% by 2025. So that's a hard goal. Yeah. That's a very tough goal. But it is something that we're looking for. It's not just talking about it. It's seeing those numbers and making a difference.
Wow. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to take 30 seconds. I'm going to come back with some like you said, we're going to look forward and not look backwards. And I want to talk about some things that we can do to make this future bright. So give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back on School Talk.
What do I have to look forward to? Nothing.
I just feel so alone.
I can't go on like this any longer.
Maybe everyone would be better off without me.
Nothing I do seems to make a difference.
Each year, nearly 1 million Americans attempt suicide. It is real. Recognize the signs that you or someone you love may need help. Help is out there. Call the 24-hour crisis line at 1-800-273-TALK because tomorrow may be too late.
How important was that text? Texting and driving. Let's not.
Oh. Wow. That was a powerful PSA.
Yes.
Tammy? Did you hear that second PSA? The first? Wow. Wow. These kids, these students are throwing some curves up in here.
Yes, that was fantastic.
Woo! To the point. I mean, to the point, and I mean, gosh, real life in your face. Ooh. Woo! Wow. Make one run my nose. Wow. I got to find something to say. I can't be not talking on radio because I'll be getting like, I'm wowing out and getting danged out and doggy. Suicide warning signs. They are out there.
Yes.
People who kill themselves exhibit one or more of the warning signs. We got to know. We got to learn what they are.
Yes, definitely. And anybody that has experienced a suicide will tell you that they can pick out different suicide warning signs that they just didn't know to look for. So a lot of it is just in their behavior itself.
Mm-hmm.
They can have increased use of alcohol or drugs. They're trying to self-medicate themselves to feel better. They can act recklessly, so make decisions that they may not normally do that might be harmful to themselves or others around them. Withdrawal from their normal activities. If they used to play sports or they used to sing, play the guitar, they'll isolate themselves from their friends and their family. That's another big one. They can sleep too much or too little. It's a difference or change in sleeping patterns. They may actually go to visit people and have conversations where they're saying goodbye and you don't realize that that's what they're doing.
That is, because a lot of times we listen to our young people, but we don't listen to our young people.
Mm-hmm.
We hear them talking, but we don't listen to what they're saying.
Yes.
You know, and I know... I'm 60. I got 99,000 things going on in my little itty bitty brain. I got to do 99 little things with my little bitty hand. And you hear people talking, but you don't hear what they're saying. We need to slow down and listen to what our young people are saying.
Definitely. I definitely agree. Because a lot of times they've reached out in one way or another. They've kind of let us know that they're struggling, whether they're telling you that they're hopeless or that they seem to be depressed, or they can have rage. Just they're usually young people are showing us or telling us how they feel by their actions and their words.
So if we know, so like someone giving you something, they give you something that you know good and well that they wouldn't ever, 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 ever give anyone, and now they're giving it to you, something wrong. I mean, they like you and everything, but something in that, as the farmers would say, something in that milk ain't white. And it's time for you to ask the question. So someone come to you and they say, I'm thinking about killing myself. We need to listen.
Yes.
They're telling us, you know, you just kidding. You just messed around. Are you just jerking my leg? Nah, they're crying out for help. And we have a tendency to go like, I just to shake it off. We can't do that. Not with the second highest in these stats coming out by IYI. That's just, we can't afford not to listen. And someone used to tell me at one time, they used to say, and like we have a conversation, they used to say that when you talk about suicide, you cause suicides to happen. Who thought of that?
I know that is completely ridiculous. Asking someone if they're thinking about killing themselves or if they've thought of suicide does not plant a seed. It doesn't make them want to at that point go ahead and suicide. That's not the point.
I mean, people. I mean, I know we got brains, but sometimes our brains can be so lame, and that's one thing I really want folks to understand, that is a myth. That is not true. That does not exist.
And sometimes just asking the question will make them realize that there's a problem if they see that you see that you're concerned about them. That one question can make all the difference.
Yeah. And folks, when you talk, and my audience, when you listen, you're talking about where do you go for help? You go for help in your friends also. You talk to your friends. Talk to somebody. You know, there is, like I said, the hotline, 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. But talk, and friends and family members, I'm begging for you. When someone comes to you and they're talking to you, listen to them and get them some help. Tammy, I mean, where else could they go for help? I mean, what, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of places that people can go. The crisis line, if the person is not in an immediate danger or need, if somebody is in an immediate danger or need, or you feel that you could be in danger, call 911.
There you go.
That's the first thing to do. The talk line is extremely helpful, and it's my next go-to because you can get your hands on it immediately. I also have an app that I have personally used, and it has been a lifesaver for me because everybody has pretty much a smartphone anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Suicide Lifeguard. It gives you warning signs. It gives you links to resources so you can find local doctors that are local to you. You can even call 911 from it if you need to.
Wow.
And I just happened to find this. Some students put it together. I think it was the University of Missouri. And it's fantastic. But there's mental health professionals. Like I said, 911 if it's an immediate dangerous need. The talk line, and then helping somebody to get the help that they need by getting to a mental health professional.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't go away. You need to help be treated.
Right. And I want kids to understand also, like, okay, all right. This is Emerson talking. I'm not a doctor. Life is good, but life can be hard.
Yes. Well,
but it's good.
Yeah, but it's also a very challenging thing also. And I've come to learn that in my previous experience. You know, I've had a thought sometimes when I've had a thought. Uh-huh. The thought. And I've come to understand that, you know, if you are thinking about this and you want to do this to yourself, you've got to stop and think about it real quick. You got to think about What will this do to thousands of people who've cared about you, who's trying to help you, who's out there for you? And you got to also think about what is this going to do for your future? I mean, life sucks. It does, but it does get better. And I mean, for me, this right here, radio and band, have been a place where I can call home. Mm-hmm. It's my faith. It's my safe place. It's my home away from home. And this right here, radio and band, have both saved my life from being what it originally was. And that was me getting messed with all the time. And I've noticed people trying to help me.
Right.
And I have. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. I appreciate it a lot. But I've had the thoughts before, but I've also found a way and found a place or places to where I can be safe and I can feel like at home. So, I mean, life does get better. Don't ever jump the shark and do it right away.
Yeah.
And stop and think about it before you actually do it.
Don't do it at all. Life does. Tammy, you want to comment?
Yeah, definitely. I can say that being young in our world today is a very tough job. There's so much exposure to the bad things in the world, and it's really hard to turn off with cell phones and just to relax, and everybody is technically readily available. Social media can be extremely cruel. It can be extremely helpful, but it can also be extremely cruel. So I'm finding your place or your thing or where you're comfortable. It happens, whether it's in high school or as an adult, or I can still look back and remember struggling myself in high school, just trying to figure out with studying and working and everything and all of the emotions that come at you. And at that time, there weren't cell phones, so and all of the technology. So I'm just very glad, and I would say the same thing. Just stop and think. It's temporary. It will get better.
Yes.
Yes. One thing I'd like to also let folks know here at Ben Davis High School, a lot of our teachers have taken the assist training. Here at Ben Davis High School, the administration is on board. We've had posters in our hallways that say it's safe to talk about suicide. So the awareness is here. We have mental health professionals on station here at the school to talk to our young people. And that's one thing that I want our young people to know. There's folks here at the high school that you can talk to. Anytime you want to talk to them, their doors are always open. And Zach, that's one thing that I like about Ben Davis and like about growing up. And one thing I like about the West Side is folks here to help you, talk to you anytime you want to talk with them. And then once you start putting it together, like you're putting it together now, you got those two things put together. You put the other stuff together, and life is just awesome because life is like a puzzle. Yeah. It's just a bunch of pieces of stuff. It's like a pizza that you don't eat. You eat one piece at a time. But life, you put it together, it's like that puzzle. And it, like I say, some days are rougher than the others. But you start putting those pieces together, oh, man, that's an awesome piece of pizza.
I think about life coming together as a beautiful music.
Because you play music.
I'm in band.
Yes, and there you go. Wow. See, Tammy, like you said, we go forward. We don't go backwards.
Yes.
And September the 12th. What time does it start? So I get you out of here.
No, you are fine. It starts at 3:00. Actually, registration opens at 1:30, and we will start our opening ceremonies at 2:30. But the walk begins at 3:00.
Okay, this is September the 12th at White River State Park. A giant 90.9 BDTV publications will be there. You will see a lot of colors, a lot of emotion. We will learn a lot, individuals. If you go, you will learn a lot about suicide prevention. You'll also see what you understand how good life can be. Well, Tammy, I thank you for taking your time, your busy schedule to chat with us. I look forward to see you out there Saturday. And anytime I'm doing something here in the school, like one year I did a panel, a suicide prevention panel, and I'm thinking about doing another one, and I'd like to get you on that panel also.
I would love that, and I really appreciate you having me here today and helping me promote the walk. That's fantastic.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for what you do. And we all are suicide survivors, because I know if I ask the class, who in the classroom knows somebody, everybody's going to raise their hand.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have a good day, Tammy. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Zach, got to get you to class. But before I do, you got that? Okay, good. September the 12th, Out of Darkness Walk, downtown White River State Park. Coverage begins at 1:30. We'll be there live on radio. Folks, it's an awesome time to, if you want to get behind a cause, this is a great cause to get behind. Cause I said so.
Yes.
To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Don't hang around with knuckleheads. Just leave those knuckleheads alone. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I just can't. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Only at worst. Just pull your pants up. Get a belt.
I saw a guy yesterday and I'm rocking around the halls with his pants on. I just wanted to be like, hey man,
just get a
belt, dumb pants up.
Get a belt. I mean, yeah. B-E-L-T. Just get a, you look better. I mean, I know to the girls you'll look better. To your parents you'll look better. You're applying for a job, your pants are sagging, you got a better chance of getting a job. You know, if you're walking around town and a dog starts chasing you and your pants are hanging down, the dog going to bite you in the rear. I mean, it's going to happen. If your pants are pulled up, you can get away from the dog.
Exactly. And you also fall flat on your face.
Now, you know what Dr. Buss said? Dr. Buss said, you know, these young kids are making it easy for these new hip replacements are going to be coming out. You know, they're making the doctor rich.
Yeah.
You know, but getting all your hips replaced. You know, just pull them up.
Yes.
The views expressed in schools are necessary. The views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, a giant 90.9. Now, my views and views of my guests. Until next week, see ya on School Talk.